Spending a few minutes now with St. Joseph's University women's basketball coach Cindy Griffin. Her squad will be home tonight, Wednesday night, Duquesne in town. And before we look ahead to tonight, let's look back. You've got your group playing good basketball here, four straight wins. I think the last three are very impressive because they come by a combined total of 5 points. And boy, when you can get your team to start to believe and find ways to win these close ones, it's a game changer, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, we've been in a lot of close games this year, and early in the year we just hadn't found ways to pull it out. And it's just nice to see that, we're pulling these games out and different people have stepped up. And again, it's a confidence booster, especially this time of year when you're closing out the regular season and getting ready for playoffs.
Take us inside kind of the X and O's, the personnel here. You mentioned a lot of people stepping up. Is that the main reason why maybe what was a 2-point loss in early January is now a 1-point win here in late February?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to start with Alyssa Monahan, our senior point guard, who has really put us on her shoulders all year. And she just needed some help in a supporting cast, and different people have stepped up in different games, and whether it be free throw shooting at the end of games or making a big shot when needed. So, they're coming with Katie Jacott on the wing, and Mary Sheehan had a great game against George Washington. We had some great, our post have been playing well defensively and giving us some good minutes there, and Whisper Fisher and Katie Mayock. And, so we've gotten a lot of production from a different players at different times and really coming together and finding a groove and playing really hard. And I think that's what it comes down to this time of year, what teams are going to fold and what teams are going to push forward.
Let's talk about tonight. Duquesne, 13-12, just a game ahead of you in the Atlantic 10, and obviously everybody jockeying for position here with an eye towards the conference tournament. What does Duquesne do well?
You know, they're a very high explosive offensive team. They score a lot of points and they get scoring from a lot of different people. They were projected first in our league. They've had a tough schedule and just really haven't, fulfilled their potential. But they're getting scoring from all five spots. They have a terrific post player in Andrea Loss and a backcourt player in Chastity Amagrosa, who's another Pennsylvania kid. So they're getting a lot of different looks, and they're hard to guard. They really are hard to guard, and we're going to have our challenges tonight for sure.
And you played them last month, I believe, at their place, lost by 8. What do you take out of that game to improve upon? And, what things worked would you like to, really press again tonight?
Well, I think it was a high-scoring game, and that was it was in the 80s and the 70s, and that was something that we weren't familiar with if you looked at our box scores at that time. So I was just happy that we were putting up numbers at that point, and we knew that we could get some scoring in different areas. And anytime you play a team twice, you're taking away those things and you're trying to find different ways to score against them. So it's going to be challenging. I mean, we just need to continue doing what we're doing, which is share the ball, stretch out the floor a little bit. And certainly we can't give up 80 points tonight to win a game.